From Little Rock, I'm Stephen Cook with Arkansas Songs.
Just hear those sleigh bells jingling, ring, ting, tingling too. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Outside the snow is falling and friends are calling, yahoo! Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you.
Glenn Travis Campbell was born in Delight in Pike County, April 22, 1936. He made a name for himself as a solo performer as well as a session player, working in a variety of genres. That included recording on sessions for artists as varied as Frank Sinatra, Merle Haggard, the Mamas and the Papas, and Dean Martin. A supremely talented instrumentalist and vocalist, Campbell also recorded and toured with the Beach Boys and logged time as a member of the Champs of Tequila fame. Among his forays into many genres and styles, Glenn Campbell additionally found time to record several sides of holiday-themed music.
Christmas is for children, just for children. Grown-ups say,
Glenn Campbell's first Christmas album came relatively early in his solo career, 1968's That Christmas Feeling, released just weeks before his TV show, The Glenn Campbell Good Time Hour, debuted. The album featured a mix of World War II-era standards like The Christmas Song and I'll Be Home for Christmas, along with more modern fare such as Roger Miller's Old Toy Trains and Willie Nelson's Pretty Paper.
Every Christmas Eve again, we may think we're old, but our hearts can almost believe again.
That Christmas Feeling was a success, topping Billboard's Christmas album chart in 1968, and his Christmas Is for Children single hitting the top 10. The album charted again during the holidays for the next 3 years and went gold.
When daughter starts to greet you with her warmest grin, and junior's got his room much neater than a pin, and if they fight to hug you each time you walk in, it must be getting close to Christmas.
1971's Christmas with Glenn Campbell followed, but it would be the 1990s before Glenn Campbell went comparatively Christmas crazy.
And all at once, your favorite things are close at hand, and suddenly Lombardo is their favorite band. It must be getting close to Christmas.
1993 saw release of Glenn Campbell's Home for the Holidays, full of well-known titles such as Oh Holy Night and What Child Is This. 2 years later, he recorded Christmas with Glenn Campbell, his 55th LP, with songs like Jingle Bell Rock, Frosty the Snowman, and Winter Wonderland.
You better watch out, you better not cry, you better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is a-coming to town. He's making a list, he's checking it twice. He's gonna find out who's naughty and nice. Santa Claus is a-coming to town.
Following 1995's Christmas with Glenn Campbell, Campbell recorded his third holiday album of the 1990s and 56th album overall with 1998's A Glenn Campbell Christmas. With no other Campbell albums released in the interim, Campbell had recorded two Christmas albums back-to-back. The release was in a more traditional musical vein than previous, with songs like Away in a Manger and God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen.
With a little tin horn and a little tin drum, a rooty toot toot and a rummy tum tum, Santa Claus is a-coming to town.
Glenn Campbell's holiday albums have been repackaged many times, but Campbell's Christmas music was but a small part of his decade-spanning and genre-spanning career. From Little Rock, I'm Stephen Cook with Arkansas Songs. Happy Holidays.